good to be here with all of you. My name is Diana Chittister. This is the first time that I've had an opportunity to do a project like this with Project Drew. And it really is something else, being a songwriter. I had the honor of working with Dwayne over here, who has a very intriguing story. To start, he's from Jamaica, which when I first walked into this room and I was greeted by a couple of the other songwriters here that I know, I was kind of warned that you're going to get a lot of information and have more than enough material. And there were many times in my conversation with Dwayne where I said, I think I could write an album off of the amount of stories that I'm getting from you. So what I tried to do is take the overall feel of his story, which is what the song Give to Get is going to follow. When Dwayne was young, he lived in Jamaica during hard times, very hard political times. And he had 9 cousins that were sort of spread out throughout different parts of the world, Canada, United States, and in London, or in England, I should say. And they used to write him letters, and he would receive these letters, and it just fueled his imagination about how life could be so much better if he was just able to get out. And it became a dream of his to escape Jamaica and specifically move to areas like England, even Canada, and eventually the United States. So he joined the military, the Navy specifically, because they told him that if he excelled and did well, the Navy gave him the opportunity to actually pick his locations. And so not only did he do well, but he was number one in his class, which allowed him to choose every destination. And he had his heart set on England, and that's where he chose to live for a good many years. But before he actually made this move to London, he was in basic training in San Diego, and he fell in love. And while he was there, he had learned that there is a despair, almost a torment that goes along with pursuing what it is you love. He had his heart set on what the military was providing for him. He was finally chasing those dreams and breaking past a lot of borders that were put up around him. But he had to make the choice to leave a lot that he cared about behind. So the song that we wrote together, I wanted to kind of give you this timeline in the song. And so in the early verses, you're going to hear some phrases that I learned, some Jamaican phrases, and I have to bring them to your attention right now because otherwise you're going to be very confused on what I said. But one of the phrases that would often pop up in these letters is the, and you can help me if I'm still stumbling on my slang here, but dis ya place booyaka. Do I have that right? Booyaka, which means this place is the shiznit. You want to be here. This is, and another word you're going to hear is bakative, which is a word that means support, your family, your people. There you have people here for you that will care for you. And I was starting to write this song, and I said, well, we really need to come up with a way to say, you know, I'm from Jamaica without saying that. And he said, well, people in Jamaica don't really say Jamaica. And he taught me a word that was a little more common for natives there, which is the word yard. And so in our first verse, I used a lot of the slang to give us kind of a point of reference. In the second verse, by this point, he's on his way to England, and I learned a phrase there, which is back to naught, and which means back to zero. And it actually came from a song that he wrote back in 1994, confessing his love for this woman that he was leaving behind by choosing to move on to London. So we wrote this song together called Give to Get. It's about that paradox of pursuing many loves in life. I talk too much, but I have to, one more little detail, because I'm putting the blame on him for this. I specifically said, what do you want your audience to feel when they're hearing your story? And I quote, he said, I want them to feel despair. So it's in a minor key, And I chose to make this song very slow moving because I think when we're in that moment of despair, it makes us feel like something is pulling us back away from the motion of life that normally moves us forward.